Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. This is about changing of the seasons. We're going to go into a small series about them, and you know, there's so many things to talk about changing of the seasons. We're going to start off in the spring. Yeah, let's start there. In the spring of the year, you know, we got all these things that are coming up new, and we're in direct relations to the tilt of the earth, the sun, the moon, all of those things. They all come into play, especially in the spring of the year. We also have maple syrup in the spring, nettles in the spring, ferns in the spring. You know, everything is coming on up. Even that wild asparagus, you know, that you got to go find those bushes where they're at, and you got to mark them, because once those come on up, every time they get about, you know, 8, 9, 10 inches high, that's when, and then a little bit higher than that, maybe about a foot, that's when you're supposed to start cutting them, and that's when you can eat those, and they'll keep making new shoots for you. Asparagus, great. I love asparagus. It's one of my favorites. And then, you know, once you get into those relations, you know, and you start to realize that the days are also getting longer because of the tilt of the earth, we're being pushed closer to the sun, and that's a good thing, because then the soil starts to give up all of those new shoots, grass, everything comes alive. That's when everything's really coming alive. And then you go on into the summer, you know, and things are really starting to come into bloom, especially the berries, you know, in the middle of the summer. You know, I think June 22nd is probably the longest day of the year. We're in full tilt at that time, and we're starting to regress by about a couple of minutes a day again. Because we're at the zenith, the sun's zenith. I think it's like June 21st, 22nd. And then we start to regress, you know, and things start to now bloom. That's the sign for them to go ahead and give up their yield, what they're doing. Ojibwe Way of Life, we like to go on. We gotta like to pick those berries and do those types of things. And then, like my family, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll give those first offerings. Sometimes, you know, you just take the seeds and you throw them on the ground, some of those, and some of them we bring home, and we'll give those as the first crops. And that's just the way it is. So we get up into, you know, late spring. And then, of course, you know, the gardens, if anybody has done gardens in the spring of the year, those types of things are now coming into bloom. You're looking at those, taking care of them, weeding out the gardens, and those types of things. And then we get into the fall of the year. You know, fall of the year is a great, great time. I love looking at the leaves. That's one of my favorite things about fall. And about being in this part of the hemisphere of the earth, is that all of those colors that will come to life, the true colors of the trees, because the green is not the true colors. It's once they start to give up the colors, that's when you're going to see their true colors. And then, of course, you know, it's harvest time. And for some, probably the beginning of football, basketball season, you know, sports, school starting, all of those things come back into play. You know, and school is a good thing. You get to learn about all of these things I just talked about. And when you get the cooler, colder nights, you know, we will talk about music sometime down the line. But the cooler, crisp, colder nights, you know, that's when your voice is able to really carry them notes and carry them long and far. And we're also coming to the end of powwow season. We've already had all the parades and all this and all that. And we're coming to the end of the powwow season. You know that around here, Sugar Point is the ending of the outside powwows. And at that time, it's like really cold. It can be like really warm during the daytime. Get to a nice good 70 some degrees, but the nighttime, you know, get down to about, it can get pretty cold, down to the mid 30s, low 40s, and everybody can feel that. And if it rains and a wind whips up, oh yeah, and sometimes it does. So anyway, we got that, and then we go on, then everything starts going to the winter time, which is blanket. That's the blanket for everybody, the big white blanket. It's the sign of the seasons, where everything can go to sleep. Everything on the earth mother goes to sleep, and only the animals are out and about. A lot of the birds at that time in the fall of the year have gone south. Spring of the year they'll come back, and that's also the time of the year when they'll have the zenith of the sun again, which is, I think, December 21st, which is also, I do believe, the longest day of the year. The shortest day of the year, I'm sorry. And then the days will start getting long again. Lots of darkness. And lots of other things that we can do. We can do ice fishing. Love ice fishing. It's really great. You know, I love being out there on the ice and doing those things. Sometimes I park over Perch City or something, you know, and get a lot of perch. Sometimes, you know, we'll get the ones that we want. I like the walleye. Anyway, we're going to continue on with this Ojibwe way of life, changing of the seasons, and we'll start off with part two next week. All right, thanks for joining on in, and I'll see you all next week. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe way of life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.